summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go?
Hello, welcome in to episode 101 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I've got What's Crack, Swap Section, Me Section. Oh, that's it. I sponsor this by my own energy engineering business, Energy Hunt. Any links are with the show notes, so please get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what your crack is in Caithness this week. Right, we're a wee bit off the cuff this episode. The last episode was so long and quite hard to edit, actually. It took me a few days. So I thought I'd do a less pressurised episode this time. And so I've got my notes on my little boogie from Gingerbread Bunny, and it's really lovely. It's a little notebook, and she's covered it using an old knitting pattern. And of course I'm wondering, it had long sleeves and a V shape. Of course I'm wanting to knit this now. But no, obviously I don't. And last episode, very self-indulgent. There's none of that today. Don't worry, it was quite a short one. 101. The thing I think about when I say 101, I think about Dalmatians. You know, little puppies, Cruella de Vil. Imagine all the poo. Ah! And all the ripping of the stuff. However, due to copyright legislation and all that stuff, we'll not be having any of them Dalmatians today. Because it's Disney's. So 101 things. Are you all 101 things that you've got to do, or you should have done, or 101 things that you can't remember? Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Hello, 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 hello.
I'll go for the hello section. A sandy hello to new to me, being with me for a while now and being with me forever listeners. I very much appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying yourselves. And thank you very much to all you for putting iTunes reviews up. It was much appreciated and it made me smile quite a lot. A sandy hello to new group members, Quilts a Lot 3, and there's a few of you. Newfie Cat, Pip Squeak, Sue Bead Babe, Aries Nitwit, TM Owens, Lantana 104, Charlie Feathers, Wyvern Friend, Hannah K. Ross, Kristen Makes, Gilly Run 1, That Denise Girl, Swans T, Happy Spider 6, and Annie's B. Pearl. I never mentioned you last episode, so that's why there's loads of you this episode. And Swans T is of the Fibertrek video cast. I gave her a wee tryout last week when I was on the running machine, and she's quite interesting to watch, and hello! And she drinks Old Pulteney. Therefore, she's cool. Random hellos to Fuzzy Nana, Angora, Sheepish One, Sand Cola, and Memphis Holly. Sorry, I missed you last episode. I did mean to put you in. So that's that.
What's the crack, section?
Right, what's the crack? Now, we're going off script here because I don't have one. I've got thank you very much for all the messages and putting up with my very self-indulgent last episode. So, this episode, I've been asked to mention about the Great Scottish Tapestry because, as you know, it's been in Aberdeen. And I know a lot of people have been and seen it, which is really cool. And I hope you all went up to this. That's the Caithness one. We know about that. But it is heading to Paisley from the 3rd of May to the 8th of June. And it's going to be open from 10 till 6, Tuesday to Sunday. Open late on Wednesdays and Thursdays until 8. And it's going to be at the atrium of the Anchor Mill building on Thread Street in Paisley. And this was from Paula McCowan. Hope I've said your name right, Paula. And I speak to her on Twitter, and we got sort of chatting away because she did her panel of the Scottish Tapestry and I did our panel of the Scottish Tapestry, and it was really cool to meet someone else. And she's asking if anybody would like to volunteer just for a few hours or with visitors or selling merchandise, please email Paisley Thread Museum at admin@paisleythreadmill.co.uk and they can send out a volunteer form. That's quite easy to find on the internet, the Paisley Thread Mill. So there's another opportunity to go along and see the tapestry. I know there was quite a few came through from the West Coast to Edinburgh, but I think that it's on your doorstep. You might as well go. And I know that loads of schools have been going, historical and educational, all at the same time. So it's good to hear that it's still got the momentum that it deserves. The next thing in What's a Crack is Patty Waters Patterns. Patty has just got married, so many congratulations to you, Patty, you lovely designer you. And you very generously designer you, because there was a wee message on Twitter went up. Look here, somebody's put up their patterns for free. All of them, all 42 of them. What had happened is she's got married, and as a honeymoon present or wedding present to us, she said that she would have all her patterns for free while she was on her honeymoon. This has passed, I'm afraid, but it's worth mentioning if you've not got them, do go and have a look at Patty Waters' patterns on Ravelry. And she's got a big range of things. There's some bonny jumpers and some shawls and some socks and other things as well. So that was very kind of her. I thought, well, I'll pay her back by mentioning her on the podcast. I noticed that I'm speeding up quite a lot because I'm trying to get it all in. Louise Tilbrook has got a spring call going on her group, which is Louise Tilbrook Designs group on Ravelry. And it is quite a nice call, which is a knitalo, sorry. And it's going to start on the 1st of April until the 30th of May. And they must post their cast on with picture and this the thread, and then their progress picture and a finished object picture in the finished object thread using the hashtag Spring is Coming. Because it is, really. That's why I've started the Wild Mountain Time music at the start, because Britain goes into British summertime time zone on Saturday. So put your flocks forward. Put your clocks forward, lovely people, and lose that hour of sleep. So it says that the rules are that you can choose any link to spring which works for you. You don't have to knit one of Louise's patterns, although seed pots would be perfect. You don't even have to knit socks. You choose some pretty yarn in some spring colours, a pattern with spring or similar in the title, or something with cute sheep, lammies, bunnies, anything goes. And she's got three prizes, so she's very nice. So do go over there, join Louise's group, and have a wee knit-along. Oh, we have the winners of the quiz from last episode. Thank you very much for all you taking part, and I think I made it too hard for you, because there wasn't very many entrants. But I stand by my making you work for your prizes. So the winner of Peace Weaver's Lammy or Yarn or 25% off her stand at Maryland Sheep and Wool is JC Randall. Well done, JC. The winner of the Geeky Girls Knits pattern is Blue NCNXN. The winner of the Happy Debris Yarn, which is beautiful pink, is Andrea Allen, PG Knitty Nurse. The winner of the I Make magazine is Sandrada. The winner of the Yarns from the Plain yarn or fibre is Lumpadoodle. And the winner of the Marcia Smarcia pattern is Les Deer. So congratulations to everybody. I'll be in touch with you about getting your prizes to you. If there's any prizes coming up, please don't hesitate to enter, because you never know, you might win.
The swap section.
Swap. I've paired you all up, and I managed to get two people who had already swapped, but they said it was okay, and I do apologise, but I'm kind of struggling to keep up with who's swapped with who. So my new thing I'm going to say is, apart from put your photograph up and stuff, and if you're going to be late, tell your swappy, that after the first day of putting the names up, because what I do is I ear burn you on Ravelry, and you get a message in your message book to say that you need to look at the group, and it takes you to the, it links you through straight back to it. What I'd like you to do is, if you have swapped with the person before, because that's a big possibility, then I might swap you around. Okay, so don't panic if I do that and you think, oh, well, what was wrong with me? It's because somebody else has already swapped with that person, and I'm just spreading it around. And the other thing I'd like to say, hopefully Crafty Duchess, if you're listening to this, we're sending you our love. We're not sure where you've got to, But the fact that you've not messaged us in a while, a bit worried about you, hen. So give us a shout when you get this. And don't worry about the swap, that's all taken apart, care of. But just a bit worried about the fact that we've not heard from you for a while. If anybody actually knows Crafty Duchess, could you pass on our best and let us know how she is? So the new swap is 100 grams of yarn and it is in 4-ply or sock weight. And you have to post it out by the 20th of April, a little something about where you're from. And new suggestions coming up for the next swap was quite good actually. Spagel suggested a cake swap. So I thought we could do something with that. But that's for the next swap, so we'll go on to that another time.
The beaker section. Me, 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 me!
Now, me section, because this is about crafting. Now, I have finished my first ever pair of socks. I know, woohoo, finally. I've had to knit the second one twice. Well, I've knitted the same sock 3 times because I took the first one out because it was too slack on the cuff. The second one, perfect. A little bit tight on the cast on edge, but that's okay. It stays up. Third sock, which is the last sock. I'm confused now. It's very loose on the cast on and the cuff. And I've hand washed them. And there is nylon in this wool, which was from Stornoway. I'll double check to see what it's called. It's from Kalana Crafts, and it's the colourway Seascape, which was blues and blacks. It's lovely. It knits nice. It's not really pilling or fuzzing up too much after the first wash. And it knits very well 3 times. But... And I went down to a size 2mm needle for the cuff. So can anybody help me, apart from putting elastic in my cuff of my sock? What am I doing wrong for the cuff of my sock? Because I would like to actually wear them out and about. These are going to have to be bed socks. I was wearing them with my short boots. And first day, they were just really getting on my nerves. And, of course, I didn't darn in the end very well. I was Kitchener stitching it, and I knew I wasn't going right. So it takes off my boot and goes, look, look at me, what I've done, look. And 3 people went, you've got a hole in that. And I went, there's not actually a hole, it's just not finished very well. Yeah. So I might try the toe-up version next time, but I'd really like some advice on how you do your cuff of your sock, though it has elastic in it, without buying elastic. It's got an elastic fabric to the top of your sock so it stays up. So, but I was really delighted with the fact I've actually finished the socks and quite happy with that. I would quite like to knit some more because I've got plenty of yarn for it, but I don't want to do it until I know what to do with the cuff. I was also doing a bit of Zentangling doodling. Now, I've doodled since I've been at school and I like to take the line across the paper without touching it in a sort of spiral effect. And that's kind of Zentangling. And I've always done it, but I've never actually knew it had a name before. And the Reader's Union catalogue came through with the books and stuff, and one of these Zentangling books was in it. So whilst I was sitting with the bairns when they were doing their homework, I was doodling away, and just doing little circles. And the bairns went, what are you doing? I said, so I'm doing this little doodle here. What's a doodle? Just when you're drawing and you're sort of letting your mind go. Oh, can I do that? Yes, here's a piece of paper and here's a pen. On you go. But they'd finished their homework. And it was great. They were just sitting there doing little circles. That kind of calms you down whilst you're waiting and you're not getting angry at them for spelling it wrong and writing, handwriting being terrible. And so that was nice. Quite enjoyed doing that. Don't have a book because I've got plenty of designs on Pinterest that I can access. Oh, I've been cracking on with my Tornved shawl. Where am I now? I'm in a Lee section and I'm on the second repeat of the chart that you have to do 3 retreats. Retreats? No, we're not in retreating mode. We are in going forward mode of shawl knitting. I'm in the second of 3 and then I've got 1 more to go after that. And they're quite long rows, But the ball of yarn is getting smaller, which is nice. And I'm getting her. Just plugging away. And because it's lace, I can only do it when I can concentrate. I have cast on the Despicable Me hat for Daisy, and she's having it in pink. And this is to be using the pink yarn that Marta Schmartz has sent me. Oh, it's lovely. So I've got the blue cuff done. I was trying to do it from the top down instead of from the cuff up. When I was sitting watching Richard do his triathlon swimming in Fort William at the weekend, he came second in his veteran group and he came 10th overall, and there was about 80 or 90 of them in the wee triathlon in Fort William. So he did really well and we're proud of him. I was support crew and I even got to have a wee wander around Fort William. No craft shops in Fort William, I was a bit disappointed. But there's some other nice shops in there. Great if you like outdoor clothes. And it did rain, because it doesn't for William. However, back to the hat. I tried doing a top down, but I didn't have all the stuff I needed to do it. So in the end, I took it out and just started doing it from cuff up. And I'm just doing a 2x2 rib, using a blue acrylic yarn to start with for the bottom. And then you go on to the pink, then the black, and then the pink. Most Despicable Me Minions, in fact, all Despicable Me Minions are yellow, but this is a girl's hat, and Daisy said she would love it in pink. Thank you to Marta Schmart again for that yarn. Oh, now, my friends had her twins. She had a boy and a girl, and they were good weights, and everything is well. She's very tired, obviously, now, but it's been nice to welcome into the world. They're very cute. And I couldn't be more pleased for her because my friend had some quite hard times in her life and she really deserves this happiness. So nice things do happen to nice people. And I got the wee cardigans I'd made a while ago. And this was the Baby Islet cardigan from Clickerty Clack. And I washed them, not really blocked them, I just set them out because I was doing it really fast before we went south and I didn't do it properly. But they've dried out, I've sewed the button on and they're ready to be wrapped up. But I've also got two quilts that I'm wanting to do. They are cot sized quilts and there's a pink one and a blue one and they're panels and they've got a design of a teddy bear in pink and a teddy bear with blue. I'm kind of stereotypical when it comes to that, but to be honest, when I bought it, the craft shop in Wick was closing down. So I thought, oh, I'll get one of these, but this is what they had at the time. And then I thought, oh, I'll rattle that up and I'll have it all ready. And of course I'm thinking, oh, hold on, twins. Right, if I do the pink one, it'll probably be two boys. And I was waiting on finding out what I would have to buy. Turns out I don't have to buy anything other than I bought some white ribbon, really wide ribbon, to go around using it as the binding. So quite looking forward to putting that together. I've spray glued them together and I'm just to go over the do the quilting and then the binding. I don't expect it to take too long because I'm not going to do too much. I'd quite like to machine embroider their names on. I think that would be quite nice in their birthday. So I'll have to work on that this afternoon. Other quilting news, we were at the AGM on Tuesday night. We've got new chairman, new secretary and new treasurer. So it was like a new everything. They were quite good because it'd be new ideas and finding out what the members want and hopefully it'll just go on being really good. So paid our money, I got some more wadding and looking forward to, there's a sewing day on Saturday and just quite enjoying quilters just now. And my jelly roll quilt has its binding mostly on. I was at the sewing day and I had cut the binding, I sewed the binding together, I put the binding on. I got to the point of where I had to join one end of the binding to the other end of the binding and I couldn't remember how to do it. Mum was starting to help me, but my time ran away with me, so I thought, I'll do this when I get home. I was last week and I've not gotten back to it yet. I have instructions pinned onto my notice board and I know exactly what I've got to do. It's just a case of getting there. So this was one of my 101 things to do. Of course, I've got the baby quilts to do as well, so my stuff always gets put back a bit. We also went down to the Dornoch Fibre Fest a couple of Saturdays ago now. I've never been in the county this weekend. It's been very busy. And it was really good. I hadn't been before, and the Highland Quilters had an exhibition of their quilts up. And whilst Sheila wasn't there, I was dropping her name in. Oh, yes, I speak to Sheila on the internet. And I sounded like a bit of a freak. But Sheila Munro from the Black Isle podcast, and she's the now cheerleady of the Highland Quilter, so go for her. That was really nice to see, and they were doing the homecoming quilt panels as well. And this is a whole pile of little squares, I think they're 6-inch squares, that the quilters from around the Highlands have been asked to present, and then they're being sewn together and presented as a quilt that's going on exhibition in various places, one of them being Inverness. And that was quite nice to see. And there was loads of stall holders selling or exhibiting, and there was a long arm quilting business. They also had an upcycled or recycled stand, which was some brilliant ideas, really, really interesting. Although the one thing they had, I was a bit, oh, I don't know whether that's acceptable now. It was really pretty and I had to have a wee touch, but it was fur, and it was a collar that you would put over your jacket, and must have been made from an old fur jacket, but I thought, I didn't think you should be doing that these days. Is it acceptable if it's fur, like it's from a recycled jacket? I don't know. But they had other things, and one thing I thought was fantastic was, it was an old Beano annual, and it had been cut into triangles and then made into bunting. And it had a cord going through it and it was stitched over. And it was really, really good. £8. So I was thinking, I've got a Beano annual in the house. We could use that instead because Sandy would really like that. They had some really, really lovely ideas there. I thought that was quite interesting. And also beside their stand was a charity shop stand. And what they'd done was they'd taken all the crafty things applicable from the charity shop that had been donated to them, and they had set up this stand. And it was great because that's where I got my size 2mm needles. Remember I was muttering on that I wanted some metal ones. Well, I got some, and they had a little tub, and she even had a needle gauge so we could make sure that they were the size people wanted. And they had jewelries and old lace and old patterns, and it was just a treasure trove. And one of these stands that you would never get the same thing again on because it's donated. It was really interesting. And they were friendly as anything. And then also they had a competition of cushions. That was lovely. And they had, in the middle, they had people doing spinning and spindling and peg looming, and they were selling some of their fibres, and there was buttons, and then there was the Strathairn Wool Company, I'm going to say, but I got some of their pink 4-ply, and it was in a beautiful raspberry pink colour. So that was that part of it. The Fibre Fest was in two parts. One was in the church as you came into Dornoch, and the other one was in the social club, which was through the square and up the hill. And they also had this really good sheet where they had encouraged all the businesses in the town. And there's loads of lovely little shoppies in Dornoch for you to go and look at. And they had a quiz, and you had to find for all the shops what the knitted or fabric item was that was in the shop window. And they had from knitted fabric hearts to knitted post box in the post office. All the hotels and the bars had them, and there was a malt Jura and a Merlot, and there was a knitted cake in one of the cafes. So Daisy and I and Mum were doing that. That was quite good. But we managed to walk round the way, and then we got up the hill where we found Richard and Sandy, And also found two of my aunties from Brora and Helmsdale. So that was really nice. So I caught up with them and we had a cup of tea. And they said that my textile artist group, because they knew some of them, were down in the other hall. So we basically missed each other. They'd all gone down on the bus and I went by car. But we had our cup of tea and we had some cake and we had sausage on a roll. Very cheap, very good baking and very fine, filled the exact hole that we required. And then I, Mother and I went round the social club and there was the first stand. I'm looking at Rachel and Rachel's looking at me and we're going, hello! I didn't know she was going to be there. And this was Rachel from Coloured in Caithness Etsy shop. So it was really nice. So I gave her a hug and I've not seen her in a long time and she's keeping really well. So that was good. I was just delighted to see her and I got some lace weight yarn from her. And it's in purples. And it's going to go with my purple top that I don't have a shawl to go with. So I'm looking forward to finding something to knit that in. And she's got some beautiful, beautiful coloured yarns in there. She had mini skeins in gradating colours. I was going to buy that and then I saw the purple and I thought, I would get a use out of that purple. Maybe if the gradient yarns had been in the purple, I would have gotten it, but it was in blues. Oh, lovely. So do go and look at Coloured in Caithness on Etsy and tell her I sent you. And support Rachel because she's really nice. And she does some weaving as well. Beside her was Kiki's Crafting Corner. And she is a shop down in Loch Carron. And Sheila from the Black Isle podcast has mentioned her a few times. And she's been on a couple of her courses. So to see the actual stand was, oh, you're real. And the owner's husband, he was lovely. I had a really good chat with him. And they had loads of their fat quarters up and they had stuff for spinning. And she had some neon-coloured spinning yarn fibre. I've never seen neon-coloured before. So that was quite a nice poke around there. But there was another fabric quilting type of shop and I got some bead needles from them. And they also had this Highland Spinners, Weavers and Dyers Guild. And I think that they were actually organising the event. But they were very heavily involved if they didn't organise it. So they had their spinning wheels out. And they had a bit of an exhibition as well, which was very nice. And then they had a boutique, how to paint boutique, sort of come and try it. And exhibition, somebody demonstrating how to do it. There was workshops in the back halls. They had come and try how to do pin weaving and how to learn to knit. And then there was somebody selling buttons at the end. The Spinners Guild were selling some roving off and they were selling some silk hankies as well. I think you call them mutwatatas, but I can't say that and it doesn't sound very good. So I'm just going to call them silk hankies. Now, I bought one of these at the Glasgow School of Yarn a couple of years ago from Hilltop Fibres. Didn't know what to do with it. Of course, didn't look up YouTube, so still didn't know what to do with it. And it just stayed in my stash, and it's still actually there. And I also got sent one of these from San Cola. And same thing, I move it around. Oh, I love that. Don't know what to do with it, but I love that. Don't keep that for good. This is my golden stash. So I got the silk hanky and it's in a cobalt blue because I love that colour. Although the way it was written, it says £1.50 per gram and I picked up this and I says, could I have that please, thinking £1.50, that's going to be pretty good for that. And she says, well, just have to weigh it. Alright, okay, so it's not going to be that cheap. And I'm thinking, oh, I've only got £10 left, hope she doesn't cost more than that. So she says, oh, that's £6.50. So I said, oh, okay, fair enough. And I'm trying to work out my head. £6.50 good for a silk hanky? I can't remember. Because I know when it says per gram, it didn't occur to me that it wouldn't be 1 gram. However, I bought it. And then when we went to Textile Artists on the Tuesday, they all took their things along and I took my stuff along. And I looked up on YouTube in the morning what to do with it. And it's so simple. First YouTube video, picked it, had a woman, she had a cat sitting on it. So if you see the cat, that's the one I watched. Cats like to sit on silk hankies, apparently. They think it must be nice and soft on their bums. So when your silk hanky comes, it comes in a square and it has layers. Think Shrek. Onions have layers. Parfait has layers. Silk hankies have layers. And what you do is you get the top, very small layer, and you can see them round the corner, round the sides of these silk hankies. There's just these, seem to be like edges. And you prise off the top. And don't be feared of doing this because silk sticks together. So you layer this off and, scooby-doo yourself back in time a little bit. Get yourself some olive oil and some sugar. Put it on your hands, do it over the sink, rub your hands, and this exfoliates your hands and takes all the little dry bits off and moisturises your hands so that they're prepared for doing silk, because silk fibres will cling to anything that's jaggy, and my hands are often very dry. So I did that, lovely soft hands, and I'd taken it along to textile artists and I was right, I'm going to try this. So I peeled it off, and all you do is you make a hole in the middle of the square, you put your fingers through it and you pull it apart, and it becomes a long tube type, and it makes it yarn. Look at the YouTube video, because I'm not describing this very well. Because you put your finger in the middle of it and you pull, it turns it into a sort of circle or an oblong, and all the fibres will stick together. So the more you pull it, the thinner it becomes. And you can therefore either spin with that or you can knit with it straight away, which is what I'm doing. I am making a cowl with it. And hopefully, I think there should be enough, because there was quite a lot of yarns. I think there'd be enough. I suppose £6.50 is not bad, really, for silk cowl, when you think about it that way. So Darnach Fibre Fest was really, really very good and very much enjoyed it. We then went for a wander along the beach, which has got a beautiful beach. They've got a lovely golf course there if you're into golf, and there's quite a lot of outdoor sort of stuff to do around Darnach area. And it's a nice old town, and it's not kind of got the great big supermarket, and it's got old-fashioned shops, and there's the cathedral as well. So that was a really good day out, and we had craft night, and I would like to say thank you very much to Sarah. She hosted it, and I said, you've been baking. It's got cream on it, look, and fruit. Lovely. And then she presented it to me, and on top of it said 100, and it said it in blueberries. I was like, how kind is that? So she knew that I had done 100 episodes, but she had been listening to a few of them, and I said, so have you listened to 100 one yet? And she says, no, I kind of lost it when she had the little one. And I says, don't mind about them, just skip forward until this one because you're mentioned. So thank you to Sarah if you've back listening again. She's mid-lambing just now, and congratulations, because there's lots of lovely little lambies running around Caithness again. Of course, the weather came back, and it snowed at the weekend. Yeah, that'll teach me to be smug about spring, won't it? But only down south. It didn't snow here. It snowed when we were going from Muiravord down to Fort William. Big snow. Don't like driving in that snow. So I was just delighted Richard drove. And I'd like to say all the best and get well soon to my mother-in-law, who's getting a new knee today, down in Glasgow. So hopefully that goes all well and you recover very quickly. So I'm sure I've missed things out. I'll probably put in a things over. Things that we should have said. And what I'm also thinking about is things I've found out from other podcasts. Because that putting the olive oil and sugar in your hand was something that Sheila from the Black Isle Craft podcast mentioned last year, and I had never done. So thank you to her for mentioning that. There was other things I was finding out in podcasts. One of them is Unwind Brighton, where a playful day is organising the podcasters meetup. So we're going to actually have a proper podcast meetup, and It's going to be on the Saturday, and I'll tell you a bit more about it in the next episode because I'm not sure exactly how much I can and can't see. And I'll maybe give her place because she's organising it. It's only fair that she announces it to the world. But there is a thing that they're doing. Wait till I find it because it's interesting. Lioness Arts has organised illustrator Tristan Bristow to take part in Unwind Brighton. So what you're supposed to do is send your photograph to unwindbrighton@gmail.com to be included in the piece. So, and you have to do it very quickly. It should reach them by the end of March. And you have to send a head-to-toe shot, which just sounds quite interesting. I don't know if I want to do that. Oh no, I'll have to find a nice picture of me, a head-to-toe one. I had one of a selfie of me when I scrubbed up the other day. Oh, there's been a really quite interesting thing on Facebook the past couple of weeks. In Britain, they've been doing a no-makeup selfie picture, and then you donate £3 or more to cancer research. And it's sort of just for cancer awareness and just as a thing. And it took off and everybody had their picture on, and some people suit makeup more than others, has to be said. Ladies, you're all beautiful, with or without makeup. I don't tend to wear it unless I'm going out or I'm working, I'm going out gallivanting working. Purely because I'm too lazy. And also I fiddle with my eyes a lot and I was always rubbing it off. So I've never been a big makeup person. So I took a picture of me scrubbing up and I was a bit cynical, to be honest. I was, no, everybody's doing this. No, it's just a craze. And then I thought about it and I thought, well, cancer research, yeah, that's a good cause. And we all know someone who has had to deal with cancer. We do. I know quite a few people who sadly lost their lives to cancer. And I just thought, well, I'm going to do it for them. So I took this picture of me, and now there's this thing that the boys are doing, because you know what men are like, they like to be part of it. And you could either do yourself in drag, which my brother in drag was very scary. I think I would pay them £3 for him not to do that. And the men are putting their bits and pieces in a sock. I'm not saying it out loud, whilst it's not a really rude word in some contexts. Yeah, I'm sure you can find it. But they're all standing there, and let's say all they're wearing is a sock. And they've had this from soldiers, they had it the Ninian platform, oil riggers, the riggers, they were all doing it. That was quite funny. And it even made it onto the paper. And then Richard decided to do his on his bike. And then he had the thermal imaging camera with his on. And I had to take the photograph. Yeah. However, the winner here, apart from our eyes were bleeding, is the charity. And they so far have had £8 million in 2 weeks from people being silly on Facebook. And to me, that's more than worth it. That's putting up with this. Oh, let's do this. So, UK people, put up with it. The winner is the charity. And I think that's all I've got. So, the blah, blah, blah bit. I'll go back on script here. I've really struggled with being off script. Thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate you taking the time to download and then listen to me. And thank you for all the iTunes reviews. My email is katenesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, on Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram and Facebook as Kathan's Craft. And I have Flickr photos from Louise G 2010. The Podbean site where you get the podcast from is www.kathanscraftcollective.podbean.com. And the music, I have got Mark Gunn with Wild Mountain Time because summertime is a-coming. I even saw a swallow or a house martin fleeting around the beach the other day. So they're coming back. Thanks for listening and keep on crafting.
All go together to pull wild mountain time all around.